Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
We are so excited to be here with you this morning and today for every Thursday this year.
Yes, so exciting.
So I am Jasmine. I will introduce myself, and Shantae here is my lovely co-host.
What's up, you guys? I'm Shantae.
And to kick off 2020, we have invited a very special guest, Miss Vaughn Reese.
What's happening?
Fairy Vaughn family.
AKA our Fairy Vaughn mother.
Fairy Vaughn mother.
We met her through our martial law group and collective and everything like that. And she's been an amazing light ever since. And she's somebody who we kind of model ourselves after, you know, somebody who we would look up to. So we're really excited to have you here with us today.
I'll be paying you ladies your $10 later.
So let's jump into things. For those of you who know us in our podcast, it's been a while since you've...
Yes, this is our first episode back of the year. And also for the past month, we've actually been on hiatus, just getting ourselves organized and ready for this radio show. We also recently did a really large event. It was a charity event to donate clothing to the homeless and less fortunate called the Emerald City Gala. That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
And we've got a lot of great footage that will be coming out next week for that.
Yes. We're really excited about that.
And I'm really excited about them seeing the footage because you ladies were dazzling. It was like, where is the red carpet? Because we were not prepared for these two. Ladies are fabulous.
Thank you. We had so much fun. We put so much like prep into that, too.
It took us like 4 hours to get ready.
Yeah. I broke a nail in the process. Oh, we won't talk about that.
That was a great time.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Other than that, you know, New Year's and Christmas was great. We spent a lot of time with family. And speaking of New Year's, that's kind of part of what this episode's going to be modeled around.
Yes. So we started our podcast probably a year ago. And one of our first episodes was New Year's resolutions. So this episode, we wanted to start a new year off with our 2020 New Year's resolutions and kind of just touch base on whether or not we accomplished last year's, what can be moved forward. And we really brought Vaughn in as kind of a consultant to help us, you know, put positive intent behind it and stay positive throughout the year. But as always, we're going to play a game.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So it's, we love to play like little games, like little icebreakers, just to kind of, you know, loosen everybody up, get us all comfortable with one another.
Oh, yeah, y'all don't want me getting more loose. I might be crawling on the walls if y'all loosen me up anymore. I mean, my Lord.
For you, we're going to play like a word association game.
So, okay.
An example will be like, I'm going to say like a keyword and I'm just going to be cliche and say Seattle. Mm. And so you're going to say like the first thing that comes to mind that is relative to Seattle. So, you know, you can be like, you know, Pike Place. And then from there, Starbucks or, okay, coffee. Or,
oh, okay.
You know, right. It's kind of like get us sharp on our feet, wake us up,
snap.
You know.
Right, all right.
Get us, yeah. And it's kind of funny because everybody, you know, relates things differently.
Yes.
So it's like, it's kind of fun to see where it'll take us. And okay.
All right. Is this a PG station?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you gotta keep it clean. Keep it clean. All right. Thanks, Vinny.
So I'm going to start off and then I'll have Shantae go and then to you. Is that all right?
Fine.
All right. Cool. Let's see. I'm going to start with chocolate.
City.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm like, what?
I was thinking Chocolate City in Las Vegas, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know how to follow that.
So that's where, all right, that's where Shantae is going.
It's only 7 in the morning.
The other thing I was going to say is try to be quick, you know?
Okay.
If you snooze, you lose.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Bring it back. All right. Right. new word, steak.
Texas Roadhouse.
Knife.
Fork.
Spoon.
Hot sauce.
I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Beyonce.
Baked potato.
Sour cream and chives.
I am so sorry. I was like,
yes. wasn't me.
I was like, what can I say with sour cream and chives that's not baked potato?
That is true. That's kind of a tough one. Ooh, I like that one, though. That was fun. Do we want to do one more quick one?
One more. Let's knock it out.
Okay, you want to start?
Let's try. Okay, let's try to get her.
All right.
Try to get her out.
Do I go to you?
No, you're going to go to Vaughn.
Okay, Vaughn. January.
February.
Okay, we're not going to just do the month.
I was hoping she was going to say Capricorn or something.
All right, go ahead. January.
I'm a Virgo.
February. Valentine's Day.
President's Day.
31 days.
Are in May.
We ruined it. It's dead.
We are butchering this game.
It didn't work out.
In the worst way. And now I'm hungry talking about steaks.
You're awake now.
They're all like thinking like, what?
Right. Now I'm kind of hungry. Now I'm kind of, I don't know. Like, okay. So that was it for Word Association.
That was Word Association. Thank you so much.
I'm feeling loose. That kind of helped me.
Yeah, it definitely got rid of my little jitters that I had going on.
Go ahead.
So we always love to do a review every week. And so we're going to kind of change up the segment. Usually it's a song of the week, but we're going to just change it to review of the week. And this can be a review of anything that you want. TV show, movie, song, book, anything that you've read or just really enjoyed this week.
You went to a really good restaurant.
Yeah, that you want to share with us. And I'll start it off.
Yes, queen.
Okay, so I have two, and I'm kind of all over the spectrum. I actually want to review a TV show. It is a British drama series, a little bit of a psychological drama. It's called Dr. Foster, and you can find it on Netflix. So it's about this family doctor. Her name is Gemma Foster, and she finds a hair on her husband's scarf. And that just kind of sends her into this like downward spiral into thinking that he's having an affair. And
right.
Yeah. So we're all on the same page. We're like, he's cheating. He's no good. Get rid of him. Mm-hmm. But the entire show, you're kind of like, but is he cheating?
You know,
I don't know. And I started to think I was crazy when we were watching it because I'm like, she's going psycho just like thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to confront him either. Jeez. And so I was like, you're driving yourself crazy, sis. And none of this is real.
Yes.
However, the entire show is crazy. There's two seasons. And I would say watch the first season in one day.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did.
Binge watch it.
Yes, it is that good. And you're going to want to know exactly what's going on and how it's going to end. All I can say right now, plot twist.
Very much so.
And then my second, I wanted to review a local artist. And we actually met him at the Emerald City Gala. His name is Blackskin. And
bless him.
I love him. All of our photos with him made it look like I was like fangirling, crushing on him so bad. But I wanted to talk about his song Betty White a little bit. I've kind of been playing that since before Emerald City Gala, just trying to get, you know, an idea for his sound and his music. And I really fell in love with that song. And I actually got to talk to him about it at the gala. And he was saying that that was actually a throwaway song. So it was just a track that he had and he wasn't going to do anything with it. And they were like, hey, can you just like throw something on it? And honestly, I was like, well, you made magic.
Wow.
Like, it's actually a really great song. I'm hoping that one day it's on the radio. Maybe this one. And I just think that if you are looking for some new local music to check out Blackskin for real. And that's BLKSKNN.
Can I just add a little something about Blackskin?
Of course.
Yes.
I met him at the gala, too. So I forgot my wallet.
Oh.
Yes, rushing to get there to see Timoteo and Uber. And I couldn't get in because I didn't have my ID.
Oh, no.
And so it was like immediate panic. I told the guy at the door, I said, I know Marshall. He's like, he's about the only person that could get you in. But, of course, who's going to find Marshall?
Marshall.
Yes. Yes, like
ripping and running.
Of course.
Right.
And so Blackskin's walking out, and he heard what I said. And he's like, you're stuck? He said, well, look, I'm going to go away for a couple of minutes, but when I come back, if you're still here, I'll go find Marshall for you. And I was a stranger. I'd never seen him, never met him before.
Aww.
And so when I saw him, I found him inside later, and I let him know I made it in, and I was like, give me a hug. You are adorable. Thank you for being so kind. Because that was very genuine and sincere. So,
yeah.
And top of being an incredible artist, he's an incredible person. Very yeah. nice guy.
You could definitely tell yeah. that.
Shout out Black Scan.
Very genuine. Yeah. Yes. He's yeah. he emits those kinds of vibes, that kind of energy.
Yeah. So those are my reviews.
For me, I have one. It was kind of a weird week for me. I've been very busy. But Shantae and I were talking about this all week, and like over the weekend, this song popped into my head kind of out of nowhere. Like I didn't watch anything or hear anything that had to do with it, and it was just stuck in my head. And the song is Reflection, and it's from like the movie Mulan. So, you know, Christina Aguilera has
yes,
her
Christina.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera has her version of it, as well as like the regular old the basic version.
not Christina, you're basic.
Old basic version.
Oh, wow. but it just out of nowhere I started singing, you know, like when will my reflection show who I am inside? And I just feel like that's kind of it. Came to me, I feel like, for a reason, you know, because I've been doing a lot of reflecting and kind of realization, and us going into 2020, trying to set goals and positive intent for ourselves and stuff like that. I feel like that's why I somehow manifested that, you
yes.
know?
Yeah.
And still, every day since that day, it's somehow worked itself into my life. Like, you know, just I'm randomly singing it, you know? So that is my song. You know, it's great. I feel like you can apply it to any person and at any point in their life, you know, like yeah. you go through changes all the time, not just, you know, as a young girl and even as an adult, you know, so it's something that you can listen to and always relate to it. And I want people to be able to like listen to that and reflect on that and maybe take something from it as well, because I totally have.
I feel like every time I listen to it, I want to cry.
She's getting all deep on us in the morning.
Sorry.
I'm over here reflecting now like, oh. Yeah.
No, and that's another nice, thing is nice. I don't want to get really emotional because I'm an emotional person. So moving on to Vaughn.
Well, you know, as Fairy Vaughn mother, you know, you cannot make a statement like that and let it pass me by. If you are a really emotional person, the best thing you can do for yourself is be true to who you are. Don't deny that part of you.
True.
So if you get a little emotional and get a little teary-eyed and you're feeling it and that's how you're feeling, own that. That's what this show is all about. The Way with Jazz and Tay is talking about the way. And you all keep it real. And everyone love you guys because of that. So
yeah.
Don't not be emotional because you think it's like whatever weak or people are going to clown you. People are going to have something to say anyway. You may as well give them something to say by just being you and being fabulous. Don't get me started this morning. Okay, Benny?
I love it.
All right. All right. So I am going to review The Shield. Ooh, I'm so late getting to the game. Listen, I know that show is like eons ago. Have you all
I actually
watched
haven't
that
seen
show?
It.
I know
no,
you've heard
I haven't.
Of it. You've heard the show The Shield.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
It's one of those superhero shows?
Well, no, it's a cop show.
Oh.
But the main
the
character.
Shield, like, wearing a shield, like badge.
Oh.
Yeah, and those and the main characters, Michael Chiklis is the main character in this crew, and Walton Goggins, who's one of my favorite actors. I actually started watching him on Justified. I didn't know he was one of the main characters on The Shield. And then there's Kenny Johnson. And anyway, CCH Pounder, just heavy hitters on the show. But it's crazy because this guy is a bad cop.
Oh.
Yes.
He That's and his, the twist.
He yeah. and his crew are like, they're like the worst people. You know, bullying people in the streets and,
oh,
you know,
no.
I mean, like planting evidence, doing all kinds of crazy things. But the writing is fascinating because
do they have good intent?
Well, a lot of times they do.
Okay.
And
okay.
then you see them do something so shady and bad, but then you see this bad guy who's worse than them and you see them take them down. Or he's got these two autistic kids. And we found out early on one of his kids was autistic. They didn't know about it. We learned it on the show with him.
Right.
And then later on, his newborn, they found out later. So they have all this stuff going on with him where you get to see him as a person.
Yeah.
And this amazing guy and all this other stuff. And so you have conflicting emotions
yeah.
about how you feel about him.
Mm. Isn't that?
It's crazy. And so that's why the writing is so
good.
Great, because you'd be like, what? I can't believe this guy. And then they'll bring on somebody on the show who's way worse. And you'll be like, get him, take him down. Because they're not intimidated by people who intimidate everyone else.
Yeah.
So fascinating show. It's been the last 3 or 4 days I've been watching. I'm already on season six.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, they only did 13 episodes for this show. But for it to not be... like on HBO,
yeah,
a premium channel. Ooh, it is raw.
Yeah,
very,
we're definitely
very
gonna
raw.
Have to. We'll probably add that I'm to one of our. Yeah.
Oh
add
yeah.
That to our watch
oh,
list.
Fast paced. Acting is great. Plots are awesome. Love that show. And I want to give a shout out to a local artist, and that Ooh. Is Novi.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Novi.
Oh man, he had this private show a few weeks ago, releasing his song Entity and his album, and it was. Just a beautiful event to match an incredibly beautiful person. It was the first time I heard him rap, and this kid, oh man, he's a man, but y'all know I'm old,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Everybody's kidding me. Super talented. The song Entity, if you haven't heard it, look up Nobi, N-O-B-I, and listen to his song Entity. He's just in a sphere all by himself.
Yeah, I keep hearing nothing but great things
positive.
About him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in a different plane. He's in some different land, and it comes out of him. So shout out to Nobi and The Shield. Go watch it if you haven't.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Vaughn. We're going to jump into a quick break here. When we come back, we'll touch on our 2020 New Year's resolution.
Ooh, it's going to be saucy.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. So before the break, we played a little game with our guest, Vaughn Reese, and also talked about our reviews of the week. We had some really great reviews, so I definitely think you guys should check out those songs and those shows if you've got time. But now we're going to get into our hot topic, which is setting and kind of putting out our New Year's resolutions for you guys to hold us accountable throughout the year.
Nice.
And I just kind of want to start this segment off with saying kind of like the thought behind it was, you know, every year people are ready to set New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And I actually was reading a lot of articles that say probably about 82% of people already like fail within the first month.
Mm-hmm.
So with this episode, I really wanted to focus on how do we set resolutions that are easy to maintain, mm-hmm. and that we can carry through throughout the year. And maybe that means that we're not setting things that we're going to do for the full year, but maybe we do short-term, like month-long things that build off of each other.
Yes.
So I'll go first. I'll do a recap. Of last year. Last year, my resolutions were to not eat as much trash.
Garbage? I'm just kidding.
I mean, McDonald's is trash, so. I can't say that I did that one. I ate a lot of Chick-fil-A, and I know that. Another one was to work out more. I did actually last month work out a lot more than I did the year before, but as a whole, probably not. And then another one was to travel more. And like traveling internationally was like a really big thing for me. And I didn't. So I'm really just like a really great example of what not to do when setting New Year's resolutions. Jazz, do you want to recap your 2019?
Yes. From what I remember, one of my biggest ones was to actually get my passport, to have the ability to actually take those international trips. I did it. It took me until December, but I did it. And we actually have a couple of trips planned, so we're excited about that. Same, kind of similar to Shantae, I wanted to set health goals. Eating and working out, in which I did not. There was a long period of time in which I was eating out a lot because I was I made excuses for myself, of course. And then I can't remember what my third one was.
Say yes more.
Say yes, thank you. That was actually really big for me because I felt like I was holding myself back by saying no or, again, making excuses as to why I can't. And my goal was to say yes more to, like, friends and family and trying to be a part of more things. And I kicked butt on that, I feel like.
I think you did.
I said yes so much to where I don't have any, like, free time. And I've been trying to reevaluate and take a step back because I'm just the yes man.
You're like, maybe I say no more often.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now that you guys kind of know what we were working towards in 2019... this year, I kind of got a different mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm in this really creative space right now, and most of you guys don't know, but I love to write, and I feel I'm a very decent writer, and it's something that's a passion of mine. Like, I would love for that to just be something that I do all the time, but, you know, I don't always have the time for it. So one of my 2020 resolutions, I've kind of broken mine down into, like, active things that I could be doing. So journaling or reading 1 to 2 hours every day. And I was very specific and I said before bed. I just think that if I can, you know, just jot down my thoughts or maybe how even my day went every day. One, it's going to be great for me later in the future. Like, I'll have something to go back on and just see how my 2020 was or just in general. But I also feel like I hold a lot in my head and I would love to just have somewhere to dump it out no matter what it is, or there are things that I lose because it's just all up there and then comes back to me later. So that was one of them. Working out is still one of my 2020 resolutions. However, for me, it's a very lax resolution. It's like, if I can get into the gym once in a week, I will be okay. I will be happy with that, because for me, it's gonna be a long, slow build. It'll be like one day a week, and then it'll hopefully get up to 3 to 4. But I'd really like to focus on finding something that makes me want to continue to come in. And for a while, I was doing kickboxing, and that was fun, but the commitment of having to go 3 times a week was just way too much for me. So I'm hoping maybe I'll pick that back up.
Yeah, and on your own, like, terms. And,
exactly. Yeah. And then I've got two other ones, you guys, so bear with me. I really want a hobby. Granted, we have a podcast and we also have 9-to-5 jobs. So it's like, where do you have the time? But I would just love to do, again, something creative, something that I've never done before, maybe a pottery class or some type of arts and crafts class. And I've actually been doing a little bit of research, and somebody actually told us about this school that called Rekindle Classes. And they have a bunch of kind of creative, so like acting, screenwriting, painting, typography. You can take all types of classes, and the acting classes go from like 101 to 105. So like, sorry, acting 101 through acting 105. And then at the end, you get like an acting certificate.
Oh, cool.
And they
also... A real actor.
Hey, now.
Yeah. You can take that. During those classes, they'll also give you places you can audition.
Ooh.
So like if you really wanted to go out and do it, you could after this class.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I was looking into starting that probably in February because classes have already started, so I'm behind. But I know when I can, and I want to do that as soon as possible. And then my last thing is a career resolution. Last year I graduated from graduate school, and generally after you graduate, you're supposed to take, you know, your certification test, and I didn't do that. So it's been a year, and I didn't take my, it would be a professional certified marketer test.
Swanky.
Yeah. So this year, I want to do that. And so I, again, did some research to see when I could do it, and I can take it at any time I want to. And once I pay for it, I have three chances to pass it.
Oh, cool.
So my goal is to take the practice exam, see where I need to, like, you know, study up, mm-hmm. and then hopefully take it by June.
See where you score on the practice test, see where you need to improve, and then retake it.
Identify where I need to study. Cool. And that's stuff so dope. Like that. So those are my goals for 2020.
I love.
Yay.
Thank you, Shante. I'm not going to be that long-winded, but
that's okay. You know me.
But mine are still, like, valid. I want to take my physical and my mental health seriously in 2020. It's something that I've talked about, especially as far as my mental health goes. I've never really, like, talked to anyone professionally. I'm really great at being somebody who listens to others, and I'm also really great at unloading on others. However, I am not a therapist, and my friends are not therapists. So I plan on trying to, you know, address that and maybe just talking to someone, see where I might need to grow or help, or, you know, what areas I might need to improve that I'm holding myself back in. And then as far as I have, like, point B, C, A, hone my skills. So once I do have a better grasp or, like, understanding on, like, my mental health and, like, I'm in a really great place, I want to be able to grow from there. Like, now I have a great base, a steady foundation, and I want to be able to, like, focus more on, like, my career and, like, professional goals, you know?
Right.
Show growth there. The company that I'm with, I haven't been with very, very long, you know? So I'm still in a great place to where I can totally show them, like, hey, I am growing. You guys haven't even seen the half of what Jasmine can
hey
do.
Now.
You know? And I love the company that I'm with, so I feel like this is a great time and a great place in order to be able to do that.
Are they listening right now?
I don't know, but they might be. If you are, hey.
Hey now. You saw that love.
Right.
Bring on the raise.
I won't say anything bad about you guys. Don't worry. And then to piggyback on last year's goal of me saying yes. Now that I have said yes, and like I was saying, I might need to take a step back, I want to prioritize saying yes to my family. Because I have a lot of family. I have such a big family. A majority of them live here, which is even more of an excuse to, like, you know, why are you not spending time with your family? And so I really want to try to prioritize that over maybe social engagements that aren't work or podcast related. You know, if it's something that I don't necessarily need to go to and it's going to cost me money and I have a family event, I'm going to go and hang out with my family, because FOE, family over everything.
I love it.
So awesome. Those are mine. Shante touched on hers. Vaughn, do you have any?
I do not. I did not come prepared with New Year's resolutions.
How about we reframe it and say intention?
Yeah, I like that.
Intention. Now, see, now you're talking. Now you're speaking my language there. Well, my intention, and the reason why I don't, there's a specific reason why I don't have resolutions. And so, you
why
know,
is that?
Just why you all brought me on the show to talk about these
but
things.
But I want to know why. And, you know, maybe, like, because you don't, maybe we can reframe ourselves as to, like, maybe not call them that. Or,
well,
you know.
And here's the thing, because I decided to call it New You Resolutions. Because there's nothing that changes in our lives outside of us.
True.
There's the world that's going on, and then there's our world. And if we think about it, even though you two are great friends, you're roommates, you have this podcast together, you finish each other's sentences. The way you flow together is like, are they twins? You know, the synergy between you all is something really dynamic. But the way you all see the world is completely different because it's based on your upbringing, your temperament, your personality type, your love language, your core values. Everything about you sees the world differently. So even like when we played the game and she said you say one word and how different people associate, the entire world is looking at the world from their perspective.
Right.
And that is why we have a world that seems like it's chaotic. But I love that diversity. If everything was the same, it would be boring. Look at nature and look at how our creator created. Go into a jungle. Just go into the ocean. Look at the thousands upon thousands of different fish species that there are birds. So variety is beautiful and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you consider how you frame your world and how you make progress in your world and how you build your world, that comes out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Your belief system, your perspective, your energy. And so the new you resolution is how you accomplish any other goals or resolutions that you set for yourself. And if you think about the word resolution, it actually is a form of the word resolve.
Resolve.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it means to complete something, for something to be done. And when is anything ever complete in our life except when we die?
Right. No, that's very true.
You see?
That's a very good, yeah.
So if you think about resolution, you in the real true sense of the word, you're trying to complete or end or resolve something. And that's not really what we're doing, but a new you resolution to complete and resolve that season in your life, this particular mentality in your life, and grow from that and move on. That is something that we can all accomplish, and then everything that we do will come out of that.
Yeah.
So you all were speaking on the goals that you set in 2019 that you didn't accomplish, or that there's 82% of the population, they'll set goals and fade out in 1 month. There's a reason for that.
Right.
They did not change their mentality.
Yeah,
they did not change their belief system. They did not change their approach to that situation. So let's say you have a weight loss goal or a health goal, and you were not doing it for the last 5 years, 3 years, 10 years, 4 years. And then all of a sudden you're just going to switch on and just do it just because you said so.
Right. No.
Our brains don't support us in that way.
Yes. And literally, we were just talking about that.
See?
And I definitely think that that's, one of the reasons why we wanted to have you come on was to kind of talk to, you know, like, how does one say, I want to lose 20 pounds this year, but like, how do I just do that?
Right.
Like, how do I change my mindset? Like, I haven't been working out for 5 years, but I'm going to go and start kickboxing tomorrow and I'm going to lose 20 pounds by 2020.
Right.
But we probably all know that's not going to happen, and there are going to be road bumps and things that stop you from, you know, achieving that. So what should one kind of, broken down, what should they focus on more?
Well, the most important thing to start is to figure out how to measure yourself in small steps. Because progress is the key to happiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is the major key. There's a lot of keys to happiness, but it's the major key. Anytime, which is the reason why everyone sets resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to create progress, right?
Right. Right.
Everything that we're
doing
is because we want to build, we want to grow. It's human nature. Think about even as kids, when we're 5 years old, we are dying to be six.
Yes.
And
dying
when we turn
to be
six,
grown up.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted so bad to be grown so that I could wear makeup to school and heels.
And heels,
so bad. I was in kindergarten, like, why can't I wear my Sunday school shoes to school?
It's always been this girly girl person.
Yes.
See, and keep it real to yourself.
Right.
The little you will tell you who you are.
Yes.
When we escape, this is why I'm living such a free and happy life right now. I went back to the little me back in 2015. You know, I had a decent life. I was fine. But then I just wasn't having fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened to me?
Yeah.
I'm like, I have this cool job. I pay my bills. My credit score is almost 800. I'm rolling in my Benzo that I love so much. I have free rent. I'm living in California. Life is good.
You had to reflect.
I had to reflect, my friend. Put it right there. Yeah. That was a fist bump for y'all who didn't see that.
See what I did there?
Yes. But when I thought about little me was not stuck in a 9-to-5 where I had to ask someone's permission to go on vacation just to go see my mom, you know, or I was committed to giving them a minimum of 40 hours. And if I didn't, that was a problem.
Right.
I was like, wait a minute. So all of a sudden, I mean, literally one day, nothing crazy happened. I just woke up and I felt like I was in prison. I was like, I'm in prison. What's going on with me? And I thought about that. And I was like, wait a minute. This is not little me. Little me used to be outside until the crack of dawn. You know, my mother had to have me tested for ADD because I was couldn't keep still. I was always hugging people. I loved everybody. Yes. What you all see now. That's how I was as a kid. I wanted to make people happy. And so I went back to little me and I said, little me, you were the most authentic version of me. Mm-hmm. We're the most authentic version of ourselves when we're little because we don't have all the restrictions and the fears and insecurities that we develop over time.
Yeah, right.
And I said, help me find myself. And so I came back to myself. So I love to hear you talking about little you. But the steps, measuring the steps, I love what you said. You said your goals, you're going to set out to work out one day a week. Mm-hmm. See, that's doable. And the thing about progress is it makes us feel great about ourselves. It makes us feel great about what we're doing. And when you're setting goals, you want to set goals and measure yourself and make steps and do it in ways that make you happy.
Right, right.
Things that actually feel good. But here's what the problem is, guys, and all of us do it. We make happy hard.
Yeah.
We make it so complicated. We have so many rules and excuses. For example, even the simple thing you just said, you're like, I'm not going to get emotional. It's like, why?
If I get emotional, I'm going to end up crying every single time we get on the radio.
She cries.
And she cries, and that is okay. And that might be your gimmick. That might be your thing. It's like, here she goes, the waterworks. You know how many people would love that?
Yeah,
because
you're
a feeler. I mean, when we took the personality test the other day when I met with you, you're a double feeler in that category.
I feel everything, guys.
Yes, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's an expression of who you are. And so that's one of the ways that you sort of block who you are. If you want to temper it and manage it, that's fine. But just completely block it off. And so, you know, if you ask someone, what makes you happy in Seattle? And they said, every time I see a rainbow, they are making happy hard for themselves.
Because, right.
If you're in Hawaii and you said,
you could probably
be happy every day. But if you said, every time I see a tree, you just made happy easy in Seattle. Mm-hmm. You see, so think about the things that make you happy, the things that make you feel good, the things that satisfy you. And make them simple. Simplify happy. So when you think of your goals and you make steps toward your goals, if you have a really giant size goal, you're not going to build the house overnight.
No.
If you want to literally build the house with your hands, I'm going to build a house my family's going to live in. It's going to be this big house. I'm going to build it myself, me and my friends. Where would a person start?
You got to get the wood. You got to get the nails. You got
to have to put something down first.
You got
to the foundation.
You got
to
put
something
the foundation.
Concrete.
You
got to
start with the concrete. Exactly. You got to go to the store and buy it first. Exactly. You got to create the foundation.
But you can't just say, "Hey, I'm going to build a house," and then bam, the house.
And that's
is built.
It. Exactly. Yeah. You have to start with the foundation. So get the concrete.
I like that a lot.
Spend the time working on that. It's going to take a while, but doing the concrete, working on the step. So take steps that. Not only are they measurable steps for you to see your progress, because it's important for you to know your progress, but take steps in doing things that you actually enjoy.
Yeah.
You said you want to write, you want to journal, and you want to do it before you go to bed. And that's okay that you make that agreement because you're more detailed than Jazz and I. Very more. That's why she was like, mine's not going to take that long.
I'll journal when I get to it.
You know, it's like it's her nature to
There's
be very detailed.
Schedule. Yeah.
Right. But here's what happened. You just locked yourself into
only
a goal.
Journaling before bed.
Only journaling before bed. And so when you're exhausted and you're tired or you've been out and, you know, and you're like, well, and you're not thinking about that or you're really upset behind some crazy guy or something crazy, you're not going to be thinking about, thinking about that. You're probably going to talk and yap it out. You're going to want to go to sleep. So just say you're going to commit to journaling daily. And if you don't do it before you go to bed, maybe you can do it on your lunch break.
That's a good idea.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Having a journal with
you.
Yeah. I feel like in general, you talking about setting smaller goals or like expectations within that.
Yes.
That personally would help me because that's kind of how I operate. Like I need to look at the bigger picture and stop and step back and be like, okay, so this is obviously where I need to start. I need that. Like I need to approach things with that kind of mentality. So that's going to really help me. I feel
excellent.
Like.
Excellent. How do you feel about that?
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like for me, like you said, I'm in a journal every day,
yes,
at bed. And also the workout thing, that really rings true to me, because if I'm not like, let me do something that makes sense for me, I go into the gym like, I hate this and I don't want to be here.
Yes.
And I don't want to go into something that I want to have a positive outcome on myself, have like negative, I don't want to have negative feelings towards
it. Exactly.
Because I'm going to end up not wanting to do it. Yes. And then I don't follow through.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, definitely just like kind of like starting small.
Starting small, yeah. And doing things that you actually enjoy. Just imagine, there are so many ways that you can work out. There's a million different ways to work out. But do something that you actually enjoy.
Yes.
You know, so a lot of times in motivation, we think about it in school when we get in trouble. You know, we get punished. And then as adults, as kids, we get punished. And as adults in the workplace, we get punished. You know, for our behavior.
We're always told, don't do that.
Yes, there's always threats. And I don't know if you guys have had really bad supervisors. There's a lot of people in the workplace who have titles, but they are not leaders.
Mm-hmm. You guys are doing great, by the way.
Thank you so much, Dave.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you know, so leadership is a completely separate thing to understand and know how to actually lead, motivate people, and be a great service to your team. But you can have the title because you can do the job and not know how to manage people. And that's happening a lot in the workplace. I remember doing this leadership training for T-Mobile, and the number one reason why people leave their jobs was because of managers and supervisors. That's isn't that something? Because you're dealing with people. So, and the reason why I say that is a lot of times those people motivate people with negative reinforcement, with threats. Rather, they think that's going to, and in reality, how many people work harder and are more productive when they feel threatened?
I feel like I would mess up more. Honestly, I'm like,
I work well under pressure and threats, I will say.
But under, like, think about it in a different way. Like, you're like, okay, I have to get this done. So now you're like probably taking longer than if somebody had been like kind of like positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
You feel like, oh, this person really respects me and really thinks that I can get this job done. I can't, like, you're like now I'm like, oh, I want to do well.
For me, it's like, fear. It's mainly fear motivated. And that's why sometimes like, oh, shoot. Okay, well, I'm on a deadline now. And if I don't get it done, I might lose my job.
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with this time.
Like, and that's not sustainable. And who wants to live in fear?
Right.
You know, because that's not the primary goal. Our primary goal in life as humans is to be happy.
Right.
We want to be happy. Yeah.
We're going to jump into a quick break here. When we come back, we'll go ahead and talk about some Seattle happenings. We've got a couple more quick questions for Yvonne here. So stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. 2 years ago, only 3 private buildings in suburban Schaumburg, Illinois had solar panels. But now, the village has issued permits for more than 100 homes and 5 commercial sites.
It's over a 3,000% increase.
Martha Dooley is Schaumburg's landscape and sustainability planner. She says the growth was the result of simple changes. With guidance from SolSmart, a Department of Energy program, Schaumburg reviewed local zoning codes and simplified its solar permitting process.
It's much more streamlined now, so it reduced the soft costs that are sometimes associated with going solar.
Dooley also created a resource guide that explains the fees, inspections, and permits required. People across Schaumburg soon began to act on this information and share it with others.
I thought this is fantastic because now neighbors are going to tell neighbors what their experiences are. And I think that's really what helped to drive the success of solar in the village.
Dooley says it's rewarding to see such rapid growth.
As you drive down streets and you see these solar arrays on residential homes, I think that the image it portrays is one of progress and one of the village supporting a more sustainable future.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Hey, Seattle.
Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. So before the break, we kind of listed out our New Year's resolutions for Vaughn, and she kind of
New resolutions.
Yes! Thank you, Jasmine. We kind of read out our resolutions for her, and she kind of gave us some tips on, you know, how we can maintain the positivity and maintain them through the year. So now we want to just ask Vaughn, you know, a little bit about yourselves. Go ahead and let our listeners know who you are, what you do, and, you know, how long have you been doing it? You can tell us a little bit about, you know, the U University.
Yes.
We'd love to hear about that.
Well, I am Vaughn Reese, but affectionately known as Fairy Vaughn Mother.
Yes.
Because I'm a certified life coach, but I'm more than a life coach. What I do is magical.
Yes.
Quite frankly. And it's one of the things, like I was telling you all, when I left Los Angeles in 2015, and you hear people say, I went to go find myself. I used to think that was so funny. Like, what do you mean? You're right there. But at that point, I understood. It's like I have to go rediscover who I am. Because what I saw is that I was an incredible employee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very committed, very dedicated, and always did outstanding work and work that was above and beyond expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what if I bet on myself? What if I turn whatever it is that I do in the workplace, whatever dynamic that I bring, and I turn that energy into me, what will I find? Could I make money for myself? And so I took a chance on me and left. And I was doing a training. One of my friends I went to college with called me to do some training for T-Mobile. I went to Florida after L.A., and I'd never been there. I was like, let me go to Tampa and see what's happening here.
Why not?
And I got there. And so, but after I really, really, really quit the workforce, it's like I had a couple jobs there, ran into the same type of things, and that was the universe letting me know this is not where you didn't leave there to go to another job.
Right.
At any rate, I got my certification to be a life coach because I've always been a mentor, always been like a black market therapist, an underground psychologist, I would call myself. Since I was a kid in high school, it was very heavy. Kids would come to me. They made me like a peer counselor. So when I got my certification, I really understood what life coaching really is. It's not really giving advice like people think. It's really asking a series of questions and getting people to understand what's in them and bringing it out. But I have my own personal philosophies that I live by and that I've learned. I've gone on this really major spiritual journey and stop being a religious person. I was at one point. I'm not, no disrespect to anybody who's religious.
Same.
Or who's a Christian, but you know. So, but I came up with the name Fairy Vaughn Mother. I thought it was very cool for my Instagram handle. But what I've learned is that it really is who I am because there is the only way that I could describe my gifts outside of just I love to love people and I love to see people learn to love themselves.
Mm.
There is nothing more important. And we struggle with that as people a lot. And we're not born that way. So that's my philosophy. And what I understand is Fairy Vaughn Mother. You know how you guys compare? You compare your phone. You compare pair things.
Right. Yes.
Well, it's almost like I pair with people and I compare with your energy and sort of feel and get
like
a sense
that.
Of who you are.
I do like
that. I really do. Even with groups and large groups, it's like I pair with the energy of the group and somehow I vibe with people on a different level and connect with them.
Yeah.
But my main goal as a certified life coach is I want to definitely take over doing public speaking here in Seattle and go and inspire the world and get people to love themselves.
Yes.
And I'm building a program now called the University Life, spelled Y-O University Life. And yeah, so that's why I came back here in April to get that started. And there's nothing more valuable than how we see ourselves.
That's true.
And that's the message that I want to get out. So
reflection. I love that. I do. I love that so much. And I'm excited for you because I definitely feel like that's something that you're going to like grab by the horns and just kill. Like you are somebody
Stop
who,
it.
No, you just like, you know, you walk into a room and like, you know, hey, it's Vaughn's here. You know, there's that energy that
your smile can light up a room and you have that kind of voice, the knowledge, and the skills to do that. And so I hope nothing but the best for you. And
oh, absolutely.
Best believe we will be in attendance.
Yes. Yes. No, you ladies have seriously inspired me. Like, no joke. Asking me to come and be on your debut show and be a guest here. It sounds cliche, but it's beyond an honor. It really inspired me and really gave me like a boost of confidence that I didn't even know I needed. Seriously.
It.
So
well,
no,
thank
grateful.
You.
Yeah,
I
really.
Like this has been an amazing show. Yeah.
We love you, Yvonne. Thanks, yeah, really, thanks. Though. Thanks for, like, everything that you did for us leading up to this.
Yes,
you know,
did we have fun?
Reading me.
Yeah. The personality test was eye-opening.
Right.
Yeah.
But it made so much, so much
a lot
sense.
Of sense.
Yes. We'll probably talk about that more at a different time because that's really interesting.
We might have to have her come back so we can talk about that.
Right. Would love it. Yeah.
But I think that's the way.
Absolutely.
You are the way, Vaughn.
So now we're going to tell you guys a little bit more about what's going on in Seattle. You guys can catch me tomorrow night. That's Shantae, in case you can't tell my voice. There is a new lounge opening up in Pioneer Square called I-5 Ultra Lounge. Mm. And they will be having their grand opening party. It's free for ladies, $10 for men. There will be drink specials. There's free parking somehow in Pioneer Square. And they'll be playing reggae and hip hop. So definitely come down and check that out. I'll be there. And it should be a fun time. Always looking for new things going on in Seattle. And then next week, we have another episode, but it's also my birthday.
Yes!
Capricorn's in the house.
The big 2-8.
We rule, right?
Yes,
yes we do, Vinny.
Oh my goodness.
I'm excited about that because, like, what better way than to celebrate a birthday on the air?
You know what I'm saying?
Sweet.
One last thing I wanted to touch on is January 20th is National MLK Day. So most people have the day off from work if you work in a corporate office that celebrates or, you know, observes it. But also around the nation, it's MLK Day of Service. So instead of a day off, it's a day on. And I just urge you guys to, you know, Google and see what's happening in your community or in your neighborhood and see what you can join and be a part of, because there's probably 2 to 3 things that I saw that are happening in Seattle. So definitely.
God bless. For me, I got a really exciting thing coming up. I don't even think I took a trip last year, but it's my first trip of 2020 and I'm going to Dallas.
Ooh.
I've never been.
The big D.
Yes. I'm so excited. I'm going with 2 of my like longest friends. Neither of us live in, like, I live in Seattle. One of my girlfriends lives in LA and the other in New York. And so we're all going to meet at this hub and just have a girls' weekend and a great time. I've been looking forward to it. Love these girls. We're going to eat really good.
Eat all the barbecue, please.
We're looking forward to that. But other than that, I've got nothing going on. I'm trying to, like I said, I'm taking a step back from saying yes and focusing, kind of prioritizing on, like, you know, myself and work and things like that. So taking it easy.
And so let's get into a recap. What was the way and not the way of the show today? So having Vaughn on as a guest,
absolutely the way.
And
stop.
You know, our first radio slot, you know, our first radio show.
Definitely the way.
New Year's resolutions or new you resolutions.
Yes. And framing our mindsets in a different way. I'm going to say is the way. How we were approaching it before.
In 2019.
Not the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like that's kind of what we need is, you know, a different approach, a different outlook on life. So love you and thank you so much for giving us that, Vaughn. That's absolutely the way.
And now that you guys know our goals and resolutions, I'd love for you guys to hold us accountable and make sure that we are staying up on our game.
Please call us out.
Get them, Benny. Benny, yeah. If you guys in line.
I got a lot of work to do, man. Come on.
Vaughn, for you, the shows and music, the way or not the way? Shield. Nobi. The way?
The way.
She was looking at me crazy. What are you talking about?
The show. The way. You ladies, 1,000% the way. Benny, not so much the way.
Oh, man. Benny is absolutely the way.
Take her microphone out now.
And since we have...
because that's the way.
No. Shouts out to Benny.
Yeah, we have a few minutes left, so thank you. We want to introduce you guys to Benny. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome,
ladies.
This
is our new board engineer.
Pleasure having you here.
And we wanted to introduce him.
Yes. You'll be hearing him from time to time. He's amazing. And I would say an extension of the way at this point. So.
Extension?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Or the glue.
The glue that holds us together, honestly. All right. Well, that was everything for this week. Vaughn, thank you for reaching. Thank you for working with us today on this episode. We can't wait to see you guys next week. And
we'll catch you next time.
Yeah, tune in for The Way with Jazz and Tay.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.